on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Yeah, it's time for the Victorian Form Preview here on RSN 927 and a rare meeting at Caulfield on this Wednesday. Say good morning to Dean Lester. Hello, Dino.
Hello there, Hornet. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you, mate. Racing at the Heath, I think we just mentioned off air that there's three or four meetings a year there on a Wednesday. What do you make of it this afternoon?
Yeah, we've got small fields early in the day, so I think we'll have to shoot pretty straight in a few of those races. But, yeah, overall, I like the meeting. I certainly like two or three of the races. I think they're really good betting options.
All right, let's have a look at how the track's going to play this afternoon. Looking after the track today is Greg Groves, and he joins us. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good day, Matt.
Track played beautifully on Saturday. Rails out 12 metres today. What's it come up as?
Yeah, it's a good four, but the first race isn't until 3:40, so we're irrigating this morning. We're just about finished the irrigation, so we're putting 8 mil on just to keep it into keep some juice into it throughout the whole program.
Has there been much rain since the weekend?
No, we've had 13.8 mil for the week, but that was on Friday, I think. So it was that's quite a while ago, and we've put 46 mil of irrigation on, and that's excluding the 8 that we've put on today. So we've been certainly splashing the water about.
It's going to be pretty hot this afternoon. Is there a chance of an upgrade?
Well, I don't think so, actually. But just depends on what the wind does and how hot it does get. But I think they're talking 31 degrees with quite a stiff southeasterly. So, so I think we're in the laps of the gods in that regard. But certainly a lot of juice in it at the moment.
How do you expect it to play?
Well, pretty fair, actually. It's a great cover of grass. As you said, we're at 3 metres on Saturday, raced well, pushed the rail out to 12, so a nice even cover of grass all the way across. So it might be tempo related, or it might have something to do with the weather as well, or the wind, but I think it should race quite well.
Yeah, sounds like it's great conditions for this afternoon. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go. Greg Groves looking after the track today at Caulfield. Dino, is that what you're expecting, the track to play pretty fairly today?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've worked out pretty well how to manage the rail in the 12-metre spot. And, other than a couple of races, they're not huge fields. So, no, I think most will get their chance.
All right, well, let's get started. Like Greg mentioned, first race isn't for, it's about 5.5 hours away. It's at 3:40 this afternoon there at Caulfield. It's over the 1,200 metres, and it's for the two-year-olds. Favourite here in the first race is the 4, No Diggity. It's at $1.55. The 1, Concentric, is at $4.20. And the 5, New York Scandal, is at $5.50. But Dino, they have come pretty hard for the favourite here, No Diggity, in the first.
Yeah, she was quite good winning on Boxing Day at Geelong. There was an expectation that she would get that job done, and she did it quite well. And I think this is a really nice stepping stone for her at 1,200 metres. Small field, now had the race experience. I've got no knock on her. Just comes down to whether you want to take $1.55 about a young horse that we've only seen on the one occasion. Concentric, number one, has had 5 jump outs in total, 2 most recent. So it's very well educated and certainly looks as though 1,200 and even further will suit Damien Lane to ride. New York Scandal worked home okay in a handy 2-year-old race last start. That was behind Jacano on Boxing Day here at Caulfield. So it's got the experience of racing at Caulfield and Craig Williams aboard. And Toronto Terrier next best, who's trialled fairly, but a distant fourth pick. But yeah, I think the favourite will be very hard to beat. Just comes down to whether you want to take that price. 4-1, 5-2.
4-1, 5-2 for Dino there in the first race at Caulfield. This afternoon, second race is over the 1,200 metres. It's for the 3-year-olds. It's benchmark 64. Take out numbers 8 and 9. There was no scratchings in the first race, by the way. So 8 and 9 come out of the second race. Favourite here is the 2, Danny St. Darcy at $4. The 1, Guardian Spirit for the Freedmans, is at $4.20. And the 7, Gumama, is at $4.60. The market's having trouble splitting them here in the second, Dino.
Yeah, and there's one that's creeping up in the market as well, and that is He's the Ultimate. It was sort of around the $6 thereabouts, and now into about $4.80 with tab.com.au. And I thought he was the best value of the day. He's the Ultimate. First up, he has had the Ultimate gear change since last preparation. He's been gelded. He's had a nice jump out recently at Pakenham. He looks to be going well. And he's a horse I've always had a lot of time for, so I'm hoping this is the preparation that he stands up and shows his true talent. Guardian Spirit, I think the combination of an inside draw being held up and then maybe not running a strong 1400 was against him last start. So freshened up, back to 1200. Mark Zara, this is finally the comeback ride for Mark. We've had a couple of stop starts there, but this is the comeback ride for Mark. And I think Guardian Spirit will give him a great ride. I think drawn out is ideal and he'll run well. I think that the outsider of the field in Video has got some hope. He's a horse has only had the three starts for Kieran Maher, and I think the form around him is quite sound. I'm surprised he's the outsider of the field. And Danny St. Darcy did a good job to win last start at Moonee Valley. Takes on the males here. She's right there with a chance. But I think he's the ultimate's got a good chance of winning at a reasonable price. 5-1, 4-2.
5-1, 4-2 in race two there at Caulfield this afternoon. The third event is over the 1,100 metres. It's benchmark 64. No scratchings here in the third. Favourite is the one, First Division, at $3.10 for Henry Dwyer. The three, Manouche, is at $4. And the five, Irish Mist, is at $6. She was pretty impressive at her last start, First Division, Dino. Can she be winning again today?
Well, I hope the market's right, Matt, because both my partner Leanne and I have a share in First Division.
Oh,
so we're hoping that she runs very well. It's a very tricky race. You've got five last start winners in a field of eight. I think it'll be a good pressure race. And I'm actually thinking that the one that's suited by the way the race sets up is number eight, No Crying. Another good ride for Mark Zara. No Crying, I thought, ran in a couple of races, probably through the spring, that didn't really suit. But first up, 1,000 metres, really powered to the line. And I think with the speed on here, I think we'll be very strong late. And I'm just thinking she's over the odds in a race that, as I said, five different form lines from five last start winners. It's a bit hard to get that involved in. Manouche down from Sydney for the Godolphin team will run very well. As I said, I'm hoping First Division runs well. She was an easy winner last start. It was a fairly modest maiden, but she ran good time and she won well. And we've always held her in fairly good regard. So she can be competitive. And Irish Mist, who wasn't far away at Caulfield last start. But another one of the really competitive races on the program. 8-3, 1-5.
8-3, 1-5 for Dino there in the third. Good luck with First Division as well. Dino, race number four this afternoon at Caulfield. Scratchings, numbers 7 and 11 come out. The favourite is the 3, Pal Di Oro, at $2.90 for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. The 4, Galactus, is at $3.50. The 10, No Quarantine, is at $5.50. Is this a good race for Pal there from barrier number 2, Dino?
I think it is. He probably just needed a little bit more room last start, and he may well have won. And that's the form line. Galactus is the second favourite, comes through the same race, and I just think Pal Di Oro is a horse with a little bit more upside, and I'm surprised that I think we're getting a good price there. I thought he'd be a fair bit shorter. I thought he'd be around the 220, 230 mark. So this is a favourite I do want to get involved in Pal Di Oro. I like him to beat for Galactus, who's had the two runs back. They've got similar profiles. They've had two runs back. They're getting into very suitable races, both Pal Di Oro and Galactus. I just think Pal Di Oro will be in front of him in the run, and then it's for Damien Lane and Galactus to try and run down the favourite. 8, Chevrolet. Going a lot better this preparation and going like a horse that will run 1,400, whereas in preparations gone by, that might have been a bit of a challenge, but he's hitting the line well in his races. And 10, No Quarantine, whose recent form's okay and might be next best. But, yeah, I'm trusting that form behind Field of Roses for Pal Di Oro and Galactus. 3, 4, 8 and 10.
3, 4, 8 and 10 for Dino there in the fourth event at Caulfield this afternoon. That is four races down, four to go. We'll come back with the quaddie on the other side of this break.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We're looking at that meeting at Caulfield this afternoon, and we're about to get stuck into the quaddie with Dean Lester. First leg of the quaddie is at 6 o'clock tonight. It is over the 2,000 metres for the fillies and the mares. And the favourite at the moment is the 9, She's a Dandy. It's at $5 with tab.com.au. The 5, Queen Adele, is at $6. And the 2, La Spezia, is at $6.50. Greg Urell was actually on with the Breakfast Club earlier this morning, and this is what he had to say about the current favourite, She's a Dandy.
Look, I think she's in pretty good shape, this mare. I thought her win was very impressive, to be honest. The step up is just certainly not going to worry her, but... she's drawn a good gate. She should just roll into a lovely spot there. But very honest. You know, she's in the zone, this mare. I think she'll be extremely competitive again today.
Yeah, it looks, a wide-open race on paper. Dino, is She's a Dandy a winning chance today?
She certainly is. This is the hardest race of the day. You can just poke just little holes in all of the form of the main chances through, circumstance. I've tipped La Spezia, but the worry is she hasn't raced for 33 days. She was scratched on New Year's Day, as was She's a Dandy, who hasn't raced for 35 days. So you're just always a little bit concerned when they get that long between runs in a campaign. But I think La Spezia was most unlucky at Moonee Valley last start. And I think if she's on song, she's in that sort of form, she'll run very well here. Look Sharpish is an improver at a price. Number 8, I think she's ticking over okay. Both runs this time in have been good, and I think the market's sort of neglecting her a bit. She's near outsider of the field. Shouldn't be. I think she's going quite well. 9, She's a Dandy, certainly a legitimate winning chance. 5, Queen Adele. She's the other way. She's only on a 9-day backup, but had a very hard run last week. So long as she's come through that run okay, she's a chance. But the race doesn't end there, and that will be going very wide in that leg of the quaddie, Matt. But I'll put them in 2, 8, 9 and 5.
2, 8, 9 and 5 in what looks to be a tricky leg to kick off the quaddie there at Caulfield this afternoon. Also scratchings there in that race. Numbers 1, 12, 16 and 17 come out of the fifth event at Caulfield. Race 6 is over the 1,600 metres. It's a benchmark 70. You can remove numbers 1, 6 and 8 from this race. And the favourite, currently odds on with tab.com.au, is the 2, Gentleman Roy for Lindsay Park. It's at $1.90. The 3, Savannah Cloud for Philip Stokes, is at $3.40. And the 7, Dundirt Cheap, is at $3.70. And then you're looking at $16 the rest. The stable's flying, Dino. Is Gentleman Roy going to be tough to beat today?
Yeah, he's a good favourite, Matt. I think he's the most progressive horse at the meeting. He's won 3 of 6. He's 2 from 2 this campaign. He trialled like a winner going into his first up run. He got that done, and then he went to Flemington last start, and he was most impressive there. He rode a fast speed, and what I liked was that the last little bit, he just wanted to pull away from them. He's a nice horse, and be a different sort of scenario here. I don't think they'll go as hard, but I just hope he rolls along and goes his own speed and makes his own luck, and I think he'll win. Dundirt Cheap's the one that's the query. He was scratched from last Wednesday at Sandown, and they've waited to run here. He's been very patiently handled, 2 from 2, had a long break again. He's trialled up well, so I think you've got to watch him. And his stablemate, Galactic Express, has got race fitness on his side. He ran okay last start, and he's competitive in this grade, just needs another win. And then maybe Savannah Cloud for 4th. I've got a doubt on him running a really strong 1,600. I don't think he, even with the weight turnaround on Gentleman Roy, he can beat him, but I'll put him in for 4th. But no, he's a good favourite, Gentleman Roy, and I think he can win 2, 7, 9 and 3.
2, 7, 9 and 3 for Dino there in the 6th race at Caulfield. Race 7 is over the 1,000 metres. It's benchmark 64. Just the 2 scratchings here. You can take out numbers 12 and 15 from this race. And again, another interesting runner for the Lindsay Park stable. The 9, Tsunami Sam, is currently the favourite. It's drawn barrier number 10 at $2.70. The 6, Chosen Blonde, is at $5. And the 1, Sweet Zoo, is at $6. Dino, another interesting runner here for the Lindsay Park stable. What can you tell us about Tsunami Sam?
Tsunami Sam had the one run in New Zealand and beat Dream Queen, and of course the Hayes stable secured her as well, and she won a stakes race on Cox Plate Day. So they know that form line. He's had 2 recent trials at Flemington. I wouldn't say he's had a flashing light on his head the way he's trialled, but he's trialled well enough to run well here, and I think he will, but I think $2.70 is a bit short. I think Chosen Blonde and Midwest are the leaders, and Chosen Blonde's a 1,000-metre horse, and she's done a lot of racing at 11 and even been tried at 1,200. But I think 1,000 metres from a good draw with a good positive jockey and Josh Richards aboard, I think she'll give a great sight. Midwest absorbed a lot of pressure in its win last start at Mornington. It was a good effort, and he can run well again. Certainly putting Tsunami Sam in, no real knock on him other than the price from what he's been doing at the trials, but he looks a good chance, another strong ride for Mark Zara. And Sweet Zoo, 1,000 metres is her specialty, from a good draw with the claim she's going to get a good run and has a chance. So another competitive race in the quaddie, but I think Chosen Blonde will run well. 6, 8, 9, and 1.
6, 8, 9, and 1. We move over to the final event at Caulfield today. It's at 7:30 this evening. It's over the 1,200 metres. It's a benchmark 64, and you can put a pen through numbers 2, 4, 8, 13, 16, and 18. And the favourite here in the last is the 5, Kentucky Casanova at $2.40. The 10, Sugusu, is at $4. And the 17, Estoril Park, is at $7. Dino, how do we bring it home at Caulfield tonight?
Yeah, the market's virtually done it for me, Matt. I think they're the three clear chances, and Kentucky Casanova and Sugusu might be the two clear chances. Slight lean into Kentucky Casanova. He ran very well down the straight at Flemington last start to Pioneer River, and Pioneer River, of course, has won again since on New Year's Day. Sugusu was expected to win first up at Geelong and got the job done, and looks the main danger. In Estoril Park, I think they've just been riding this mare in a bit of a different fashion over the shorter trips, teaching her to settle and run home, and I think she's ready for the step up in trip, and I'll put her in for third. Fourth pick, Scorpius, who's been pretty much in the wilderness for a long time in his career, but that first up win at Yarra Valley was full of merit and more in keeping with his absolute best form of when he was a three-year-old. So maybe the Price and Kent Jr. stable have got him back to something like his best, and he goes in as fourth pick. But 5, 10, 17, the main chances ahead of 12.
Okay, 5, 10, 17 ahead of 12 there. To bring us home at Caulfield, Dino, how do we make a dollar there this evening?
I think Peldoro's the best, race 4, number 3. Value has diminished a bit, but race 2, number 5, he's the ultimate as the value. For the quaddie, absolute load-up leg, the first leg. First leg, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Second leg, 2, 7, 9. Third leg, 1, 6, 8, 9, and 11. And come home on 5, 10, and 17. And the play of the day, I'm just going to have an all-up Matt, of the two, I think the two best favourites of the day. Race 4, number 3, Peldoro, and race 6, number 2, Gentleman Roy.
Very good, Dino. It sounds good to me. All the best this afternoon. We'll catch up later in the week.
Terrific. Thanks, Matt.
There we go. Dean Lester previewing Wednesday racing at the Heath. For